Well, we want to catch up now on a story that's been overshadowed by all the recent news. It's the story of Diana Sanchez, a Colorado woman who recently filed a lawsuit against the city of Denver after she delivered her baby alone in her cot in a jail cell at the Denver County Jail. No help, despite her pleas, and a security camera that showed the entire event last year. Her attorney, Mari Newman, joins us now. Mari, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll post this video at herenow.org, but because of it, we can see her pacing in her cell. We can see her going to a door telling people, apparently through some opening, that her water is broken. They slide some kind of a padding underneath for her. They seem to have known what was going on.
That's true, Robin. In fact, they knew that she was pregnant from the time that she came into the jail 2 weeks earlier. And even the day before she gave birth, she was seen by a nurse who noted that she was already in early labor stages. So the fact that they didn't come in and provide her with help when she told them she had been having regular contractions, that her water had broken, that she was passing blood, is really mind-boggling.
And we should say she was in jail because of charges of identity theft. Isn't there a moment when someone is being sent to jail? She was convicted. Isn't there a moment where someone says, how do we handle your imminent, you know, giving birth to a child?
Yes. And in fact, all of the medical records showed that even when she was in the jail, they were well aware that she was about 8.5 months pregnant, that she was experiencing a high risk pregnancy. And for that reason, they put her in a medical observation cell. So the point of that is that jail staff and the medical staff at the jail were supposed to be observing her 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that if she did need some kind of medical help, she was immediately taken where she could get that. Obviously, that's not what happened here.
Well, and does she say when she was actually then not just having her, you know, her water break, but going into labor and realizing she was about to give birth, crying out, was she talking to people at that time as well through that door?
Yes, records show that 8 or 9 times throughout the almost 6 hours of the morning of July 31st, she contacted guards and medical staff to tell them that she was in labor, the water had broken, she was experiencing contractions, she was bleeding, and she absolutely let them know that she was going to give birth and needed to go to the hospital. Well, but they ignored her.
The Denver Sheriff's Department has released a statement saying that they contract, as you said, with Denver Health Medical to provide medical care at both of the Denver jails. But then they just kind of skip over a bit and say, to make sure nothing like this happens again, we've changed policies to ensure that pregnant inmates in any stage of labor are now transported immediately to the hospital. What they don't say is why these people who are supposed to be, you know, observing her, nurses, why they didn't respond to her, because they've also said that they did nothing wrong. There seems to be a gap here. They say they're going to change the policy. Did they not have a policy to make sure someone would help her as she gave birth?
It's really inconceivable that Denver didn't have some policy that required them to take a woman who is giving birth to the hospital. Unfortunately, I've had to sue the city and county of Denver and Denver Health multiple times before for their failures to provide medical care to inmates that are in their custody. And in one example, over a decade ago, we represented the family of a young woman who died in the Denver jail. And as part of the settlement of that case, we extracted legally binding promises that they would change their training and their policies to ensure that if there was ever a medical need that was so obvious, even to a layperson, that it was required that all of the deputies were trained, not just to take it up the chain of command, but if eventually there was no medical care provided, to call 911 themselves. And yet Denver didn't do any of those things, which shows either that it failed to abide by the promises that it made over a decade ago, or that it decided to go back on those promises, even though they would obviously save lives. It's really unforgivable.
Well, look, we can't speak to the sheriff's department because of the lawsuit, but it's maybe there were issues of concern of safety for the nurses, but we're talking about, you know, your client was not in jail for a violent crime, and she's delivering a baby.
Well, let's be clear. There's no legitimate concern that there was some kind of nurse safety issue. Ms. Sanchez was a nonviolent offender. She was in jail for having cashed a check that was written to her sister, for which she had received 2 years of probation, but then didn't satisfy a condition of the probation. So she's hardly some sort of dangerous person who would have presented any risk. There's no excuse for it.
What do you think justice for her looks like? What are you suing for?
Well, more than anything else, Diana wants to make sure that this never, ever happens to any other woman or her child. And so one thing that justice looks like is making sure that Denver and Denver Health not just take responsibility for their actions, but truly change their conduct so that they never treat anybody in this barbaric way that they treated Diana and her baby.
How is she doing, and how is the baby doing?
Diana is still really struggling. This has been a horribly traumatic experience for her. She continues to have flashbacks, and emotionally, this has been very, very traumatic. The baby hopefully is going to be fine. So remarkably, her son is okay. But I want to be clear, just because this time Denver and Denver Health didn't kill anybody doesn't mean they're somehow off the hook. The treatment was unconstitutional, and it was really immoral, unethical, and barbaric.
That's Mari Newman. She is the attorney for Diana Sanchez, the Colorado woman who gave birth alone in a jail cell despite her pleas for help. She's now filed a lawsuit against the city of Denver and Denver Health Medical. Mari, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.